Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? I go by the name of Diamond K. Thank you for joining me. Now, we're going to be talking to a few people as it relates to the Baltimore legend, the Baltimore club music legend, Big Tony, also known as Miss Tony in many circles. And today is the day before Tony's birthday, and I wanted to be able to talk to a few people that really knew him and could give some different insight on Tony. And so we're going to try to call Kenny B and get him on the line. He is out in a nightclub, and we're going to try to get Kenny B on the line. And hopefully we'll be able to do that. I'm not sure. I didn't exactly
Hello.
Tell him. Hey, Kenny, you got a minute?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Perfect. Okay, so I didn't even give you the questions, but I'm going to ask you some questions about Tony. And, of course, I don't know if you know, but tomorrow is his birthday.
All right, give me 1 second, okay?
All right, so you have Kenny B on the line. Kenny is, of course, out in the clubs
okay,
doing
go
his
ahead.
Thing. And so we're going to talk to Kenny about this. So first, how did you first meet Tony?
Yes, sir. How you doing? Thank you. I met Tony back in, let's see, it was 1985 at Godfrey's Famous Ballroom.
Wow.
We were all kind of hanging out. It was me, Reggie Ridge, the great late Reggie Ridge, my cousin Andre, who also passed away. You remember Andre?
Yeah.
Another dude that I have not seen in years named David. And we all kind of just, like, used to go to the club together all the time, different clubs. If Frankie had a party going on at Festival Hall or Palladium or something, we would all meet up there. Our little circle of five or six guys was kind of like the Horsemen, but back in the day, before the Horsemen were the Horsemen. We would kind of hang out, dance and party and chill, have a good time, et cetera. So I met him
Absolutely.
Back in 1985.
85, wow. How would you describe him to someone who never met him?
He was fun, very energetic at the time. He didn't have as much weight back then. He was always big. He was always gay, I should say, but he never messed with us. You know what I'm saying? He always looked at us like homeboys or whatever. He only dealt with who he dealt with on that, you know, aspect of life. But he was always kind of, you know, cool, like kind of like my homeboy all the time. And when I started driving at 16 or 17, I used to pick him up, take him to the club with us or wherever we're going or whatever. So he was a good guy, man. He was good fun to be around, energetic, talented, always the life of the party, I should say. When he came in the club, everybody wanted to circle around because they know he was going to have a good time. You was going to have a good time when you're around him.
Do you have a funny story or a memory of Tony?
Too many to name. Tony didn't really he didn't really drink or nothing like that. And one time we did hang out, and one of my boys bought some drinks and stuff, and Tony got a hold of something. He got drunk. Now you can imagine how Tony was without drugs and alcohol. Can you imagine him drunk? Long story short, he got pissy drunk, passed out in the club. We had to carry his big tail to the car, and he peed in my car, peed himself. Yeah.
Wow. Do you have a favorite song by Tony?
Yes. Tony's Bitch track. And I guess I'll Pull Your Guns Out. And of course, the one that we did together back in 1993, EAEA, that album.
Absolutely.
Who do you
think is the best DJ you work with as far as that combination?
As far as what Tony or just like myself? What you mean?
Tony, like Tony.
Oh, Tony combination.
Yeah.
Oh, at the time, I mean, he actually for Mike Crosby, down the sports bar and shake and bake. I mean, down the shake and bake and parties that Mike was at. Best combination would be him and Booby. They were pretty good together. Tony and I, of course. And that, I think at the time they were the best combinations. Mike Crosby, and then I would say Booby.
Okay. What was Tony ahead of his time?
Tony was light years ahead of his time. Most of the MCs now were pioneered after Tony. They doing what Tony was doing back in the 80s. Tony was like the inventor, the pioneer of this thing. Like, you know, guys like Buckshot and K-Life all pioneered after Tony. Even radio hosts like such as Conan was influenced by Tony. You know, even Frank Ski got energy and all that kind of stuff from Tony. He was light years ahead of his time.
Absolutely.
We'll never see
that again. Well. You segue well to where I was going next. Do you think that Tony fit in well with radio?
I think he did. Of course, he was way ahead of his time. I mean, radio at the time, you had to like be careful what you say on there, and Tony wasn't about that. Tony just spoke his mind, and he was one of the first people to do that on the radio. A lot of people was kind of scared to say this and play that and do that. Tony just, if he felt a certain way about somebody, he ain't like it, he let you know right there.
What was the difference between Miss Tony and Big Tony, or was there a difference?
There was no difference at all. Tony was just trying to straighten his life out for God, and he figured the way to do it was, you know, to live his life as a man versus being a diva, a woman, or a drag queen or whatever, so he figured that'd be the way to go. But there was absolutely no difference. He was just as crazy either way.
How did you hear of his passing?
Actually from you. We were actually about to go to work, and you called me and said, yeah, Tony passed. I heard it from you. I mean, we knew we were with him pretty much his last month of his life anyway, because we were recording a new album. And so we were with him most of the time, and we saw his decline. I was picking him up, taking him to his kidney dialysis down here in Mercy Hospital, like twice a week. So, I mean, I kind of seen his decline. And I know after he had that accident, he's kind of like a slow grind and slow decline. We kind of seen it coming. Kind of like, you know, I knew Reggie. I was with Reggie his last month, too, of his decline. So I kind of knew it was coming. And it was a shocker, but it wasn't. Then again, it wasn't.
Absolutely. Never be another one like Tony, definitely.
No, not at all.
And also, you being so instrumental in the club music scene and just the Baltimore scene in general, do things seem better or worse now than they did, I guess the time period we're talking about during Tony's prime years?
Far worse. The music is horrible. The people don't go to clubs to dance anymore. They go there to sit on their cell phone and fight. You know, the music is terrible. People don't dress up to go to the club anymore. They don't care about themselves. Pants hanging off the tail. Nobody dances anymore. They don't play club music, Baltimore club music, as much. They play it like for 10 minutes versus 3 hours, which they used to play back then in those days. Now it's like trap music all night, and people just walk around. Everybody thinks they cool and hard, and then they start fighting after they get drunk. The clubs are absolutely horrible right now. And, you know, with the passing of people like Big Tony, K-Swift, Reggie Ridge, I mean, it just took a turn for the worse.
Well said. I definitely agree. And I know you're out and about, and I really appreciate you taking some time to talk with us. Anything else that you want to say before we go?
Absolutely. Anytime, Diamond, you need anything, you know, I'm always here. Just, rest in peace to Big Tony. He was definitely a good friend of mine and good friend of yours, and he was very talented, and we definitely miss him. And I would pay all the money in the world to have him still here with us on Earth.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. All right, take care of yourself. I'll talk to you later on.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. All right.
DJ Kenny B, definitely appreciate that out in out in Baltimore in clubs doing what he does, and take some time to call in and talk to us about the legendary Big Tony. And in the 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to be joined by radio personality Mocha. And Mocha and I have known each other for many years, and she was a very good friend of Tony as well. And I'm really looking forward to speaking to Mocha about Tony, and just some of the experiences that she had with him. And and as I said, we'll be doing that in the 9 o'clock hour. As I said, Mocha, very good friend of Tony, and during the final days and months of his life, I spent a lot of time around Mocha and Tony, hopefully she'll remember that. We'll be able to talk about that and all that good stuff. As I said, Mocha, radio personality, she's been doing her thing for a minute now, and forward to being able to speak with her about our mutual friend, Big Tony. Now, of course, RadioOnFire.com, breaking urban news now. And you can always catch different episodes of our shows at RadioOnFire.com. Also, subscribe to us on YouTube and SoundCloud. Just search Radio on Fire. We have so many shows on deck that it is more than I can even name. Let me say that. More shows than I can even name. More shows to come. So I'm very excited about that. And as I said, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Mocha, who is a good friend of mine. I have not had a chance to actually speak with her in quite some time. But through the advent of social media, we've been able to stay in touch and all that good stuff. So I'm definitely looking forward to speaking with her. We're going to take a quick break and come back on the other side of the 9 o'clock hour with my good friend Mocha. What is going on? What in the world? Okay. All right, so it looks like, are we taking a break? Looks like we're not going to a break. But we will be joined by Mocha in about 5 minutes. I just want to get you to hang tight there. So Big Tony is just a legendary figure here in the Baltimore scene and Baltimore nightlife and all of that good stuff. Just an amazing, overwhelming figure in Baltimore's scene. I would have been very interested to see how he progressed with the current scene that we have right now. So I had the opportunity to speak with Buckshot earlier, and I had the opportunity to speak with Kenny B. And in a few minutes, I guess about 8 minutes or so, we're going to be speaking with Mocha, as I said, good friend of Tony's and a good friend of mine, and radio personality here in the DMV. And very happy that she's going to be taking some time to speak with us as well. So let's just make sure that she is here. And all right, she has a number. Boom, good to go. And of course, as I said, RadioOnFire.com. Hit us up on Facebook, Fire, for your chances to win prizes and surprises. Definitely like us on Facebook and Instagram as well. So as we continue here, the call-in number is 347-850-1971. And okay, boom. So Mocha is checking in shortly. So she just sent me a DM. Goes down in the DM. So looking forward to hearing from Mocha. We'll decide on this, and stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
To call me on my FaceTime late at night. When you're lonely, call me on my FaceTime at night. When you're lonely, FaceTime at night. Yeah, I know when I hear the rain, that can only mean one thing. Yeah.
Okay. So what we're gonna do is I am very glad to be able to sit here and talk with everyone about Tony. And Tony was a pioneer in the whole Baltimore music scene. And, you know, he was just a different kind of dude. And, you know, somebody that on the outside looking in that may not know him as well could be thrown off by him. But Tony, just a pioneer. He really invented and owned that microphone speak, shouting out people in the club and that whole thing. And he just did it. And he inspired so many of the present crop of entertainers here in Baltimore and beyond, because his music and his sound spread, of course, his voice heard over the airwaves and immortalized in music and sound recordings and all that good stuff. So it's always good to hear people speaking nicely about him and just giving him his props, because in this generation it's just so hard and it's so rare to hear people give credit to people that inspire them and people that just really just laid the groundwork and the planted the seeds that inspire people. And of course, as Kenny B was saying, that the Baltimore club sound is different. I would probably say that it is non-existent. It is non-existent. But on the flip side of that, you have a definite music movement going on right now. It's just different from the traditional Baltimore club movement, but it is going on nonetheless. And I'm just happy that I was around to be involved in that whole thing. And I do believe that we have Mocha on the line. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, it's so sad that we don't get to speak more often.
Yeah, this thing called life. Something.
All right, so I'm glad that you was able to take some time out to speak with me about a mutual friend of ours,
mm-hmm.
Tony. And so I do have some questions I want to ask you. And I guess first I wanted to start off with how did you first meet?
We officially met at the radio station, but I mean, just going out, I used to see Tony at the clubs and stuff, and he was still Miss Tony then. So he was always just this larger than life character in the clubs. Like I remember seeing him at Paradox a lot. And then when I finally got to meet him at 92 Cube, it's like, he's really cool. Because I was kind of afraid of him at first because he would just always get smart with people and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would just see him just going off on somebody. I was like, oh, no, I don't want to. Tony, I don't want to talk to him. But just meeting him at the radio station, he was really sweet, really nice guy. I miss him a lot.
Absolutely. How would you describe Tony to someone that never met him?
I feel like he was a changed man, and a lot of people, you know, would still call him Miss Tony, and I would correct them, like, no, it's Big Tony now. And, you know, talking to him through his transition, I guess, through, you know, he stopped dressing like Miss Tony, and, you know, he got into the church more, and he was just a great guy, very sweet, very humble. He's a very humble guy, and I think because he was just always so, what's that word? I don't know the word I'm trying to think of, but he just had a big personality. And I don't know anybody who really didn't like him. You know, if you really knew him, you really liked him. He was so funny. We always used to go to Burke's for lunch. He loved Burke's down the street from the radio station on Light Street. Are they still there? Mm-hmm. I should go there.
No, it's a Royal Farm there.
Really? Goodness.
Yes.
Yeah, but we always
used
to go to
segued,
for lunch.
You segued perfectly where I wanted to go. I wanted you to tell me a funny story or a memory of Tony.
It's so many because we spend a lot of time like on the phone and like lunch and stuff like that. But he always used to tell me, Mocha, before you talk to any guy, run him past me. I will give you a credit check. He's like, because there's a lot of guys out here who act like they don't like men, but they used to be at my door after hours. He's like, so let me know. And I was floored by a couple of people I did run by him, and they didn't check. They didn't pass the credit check. So he said, I'm going to write a book. And then when I write my book, you won't have to be my security because these men are going to be after me. Yeah. So, yeah. They were like big known people, you know, in the city. So he took it to the grave. So, and I left it right there with him. But I do side eye if I see them. Like, I know your secret. Tony told me your secret.
Did you, of course, you saying that you saw Tony out in the clubs doing his thing. Did it ever stick out to you like any DJ that he particularly worked best with, or you just the momentum in the club was really good with a certain combination with Tony and a DJ?
Tony loved Mike. He loved Mike Crosby. That's all he used to talk about. Was Mike Crosby, and I think he was one of the DJs that I will always like see him when he was on the mic. I think Mike was on the wheels. He was the youngest in charge back then. Is he still the youngest in charge now? He old now.
I don't think he is.
Yeah, but Mike, the youngest in charge days. Yeah, I feel like he was always he vibed well with Mike Crosby.
Absolutely. Is it fair to say that Tony was ahead of his time?
Yeah, I feel like he was because now in this whole, now we got Caitlyn Jenner. We're like, Tony was doing that way back when. You know what I'm saying? It was not a problem. Like, we all accepted it, but, you know, now it's, you know, Caitlyn, all the Caitlyn Jenners and all these Instagram famous, like, Sydney Star and, you know, all these other type of, transgender women that are out there. But how long ago was that Tony was doing all that?
Yeah.
It's not new to us at all. Right. Definitely wasn't new to us at all.
And
I still don't want to see Bruce take pictures with medals, though.
Oh,
I mean,
my
I'm sorry.
Gosh. My mama named him Bruce. I'm going to call him Bruce. But,
right.
you know, since you talked about meeting Tony in radio, do you think that Tony fit in well at radio?
He was perfect for Baltimore. I think it was another one, someone who was kind of like him in Atlanta. As a matter of fact, I think it was. I think he was on Frank's show.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, because now you do have a lot of, I mean, if they're not, you know, like a transgendered person, they are. It's a lot of gay men on the radio that's doing entertainment news and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think it was pretty pioneering back in the day for him to be on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Was there a difference between Miss Tony and Big Tony?
Actually, no. He just didn't have on the clothes and the hair and the pocketbooks or anything like that. Like, but I feel like he was still the same Tony. Just the appearance changed. But I think he still had the same heart. He was still the same person that I met when he had the women's clothes on when he went to be Big Tony. He was the same person. Mm-hmm.
You being around Tony in the towards the end, could you talk any about that time period?
We did. We talked a lot about that. He did. And he didn't miss it. He didn't miss it at all. He said that it wasn't worth his soul. I remember that clearly. That it wasn't worth his soul. I forgot what his pastor's name was, but he loved his pastor. The church was on York Road, but he loved his pastor. He learned a lot from him.
So at the end, would you say that he was at peace?
At peace with who he was? Yeah. But he still had like a lot of sadness. I think because he felt like a lot of people who he thought would be in his corner was not. People just kind of forgot about him.
And obviously, as I said a couple of times, just that you being right there at the end, how did you hear of his passing?
It was his brother. His brother told me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was it, you? I can't remember.
Well, actually, that was right. I think his brother Jermaine told you.
Yeah.
You actually told me.
Right, I knew you were in there because we spend time with him at the center sometimes. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, yeah, cool. Jermaine did tell me it was Jermaine.
And you went to the funeral. So that was I think that they sent him away nicely at the Palladium, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was a big funeral. Well deserved.
So now looking back, obviously he's influenced a lot of people. Would he have fit in better in this time period?
Yeah, probably. I think it would probably be the same for Tony. Like, I mean, we accepted it back then, you know. Only people, well, and that's what he said a lot, too. Like, you know, people claim to be homophobic, but they really weren't. You know, they're like, the men especially. Like, the biggest homophobic men were normally gay or curious themselves. That's what he said. They have a lot to hide when... when they were so against him, it was because they liked him. Yeah, but I think, like, in today's world, I think he just could have blended perfectly at this point because it's just so in your face now, you know. It's not like a secret. It's not like you just may know one person anymore. Like, it's a lot of them out there. You might know a lot of people that may, you know, dress like that. Mm-hmm.
Last question. Do you have a favorite song by Tony?
I think the one, he had a couple joints that I really like, but I just think the one that just really has crossed over into so many cities, like when people know, like, you know, if I'm on the radio in another city and they know I'm from Baltimore and they start a club set and it's always like, pull your guns out. And then they always, it never fails, the DJ always knows EAEA. And then the whole club's like, woo! And I'm like, really? Like, everybody knows this song. It's so incredible. It's crazy. Like, even in Jersey and stuff, like, they know it. And they love it, too. So I think EAEA, that was, like, the big one, EA.
Wonderful. I always thought that that was funny that, like you said, whenever I would play out of town or go out of town and hear that song and people are singing, mm-hmm. I'm like, y'all don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Right.
Like, y'all know the street. Y'all know the street.
Y'all know nothing about Emerson Avenue. Nothing. Yeah, that's pretty incredible that everybody knows that song.
Absolutely. I definitely want to thank you for taking some time out to speak with me. And I know that you're
right.
Not doing
got
this thing.
Got me all my feelings. Got me all my feelings this evening. Good.
I'm trying to make you sad.
Oh, R.I.P. Tony. I so miss him.
Anything else you want to say before you go?
No, just thanks for having me. You know, I got to go to sleep now.
All right. Thank you so much, Mocha.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you. Bye. All right, that was Mocha, a good friend, and I'm just so happy that that I could talk to her, Tony, and just, you know, just reminisce a little bit. And as she said, you know, I could definitely tell that, that she was getting a little bit emotional with, you know, some of the things we were talking about. But on this day, as we're recording this, it's the day before Tony's birthday, and just wanted to put together something to remember a good friend. And just so you know, Tony, we did not forget about you. And you are very missed.